Hello, is Charles there?
This is Charles.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Does, one moment. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will be voting.
You're certain to vote. Thank you. May I know your age?
66.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you.
Caucasian, I guess. Is that how it goes?
Thank you, yes. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'm a poll worker, so 100%.
100%? Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as a president.
I would approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Donald Trump as a former president.
Jerk, idiot.
Strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
Approve.
Somewhat approve?
No. Approve of her.
I strongly approve.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And Sherrod Brown as Senator?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or institution or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you never heard of them, okay?
Okay.
All right, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay, FirstEnergy.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
No.
Very favorable. Okay.
Very favorable, yeah.
All right. Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Derek Marion?
I'm unfamiliar with his policies.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable. Well,
very
most of them. Most of them.
Somewhat. Not okay.
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable. Yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Marcy Kaptur.
Strongly favorable.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Would you say you lean Democrat or Democrat?
No, I'm leaning Democrat. Most of it. Yeah, I don't know if there's any Republican I'd vote for.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Would you say you lean to Democrat Joe Biden?
No, I'm voting for Joe Biden.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And if the selection for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and the Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mayne?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Mayne, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican?
No chance.
All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely?
Derek Mayne's policy holders? Yeah. What a joke.
I'm sorry. Somewhat less likely to vote.
No, it's a joke. It's propaganda.
Okay. So there's an option that says no difference, so I will select that one, okay?
Wait a minute. What were my options?
One moment. So the question is, the statement made you most less likely to vote for her. So in this case, it doesn't make more.
No, it's making me more likely vote for her.
More likely. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Mayne. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote, and I will read you all the options once I finish the statement, okay?
Okay.
All right. First statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Mayne was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mayne's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
More likely not to vote for him? Is that what the question was?
Let's see. If this statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think, yeah. No, yeah, it's much less likely.
Yeah, much less likely to vote
right.
for him.
Yeah, okay. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mayne wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options to answer.
Yes, I'm more less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely. Okay.
Much, yes, much.
Okay, next statement. Thank you for your answers. Derek Mayne has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Mayne supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Mayne even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Options are the same. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference,
more likely.
Much less likely. Okay. All right. Thank you. Next statement. We're almost done with this statement. In the state legislature, Derek Mayne sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Much less likely to vote for him.
All right, let's see. Okay. This is the second to last statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mayne voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mayne even voted no on that. Same options.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And this is the last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Mayne supported anti-union laws that drew down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave in nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Same options.
Much less likely.
All right. Thank you. Now, this is an open question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion?
Women's reproductive rights.
I'm typing in your answer. Just a moment. Thank
this
you.
Is voting, this is voting against them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. This is another open question. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion? This is similar to the last one.
Well, I think his voting against union members and police and firefighters from getting unemployment and workers' comp is a joke, too. So you can put that in.
Thank you. Typing in your response right now. Okay. All right. These are the last few questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school. 12th grade.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
I'm Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? The options to answer include did not vote or you would not like to respond to that question.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.